Hey guys, when we started this project, we were not sure how hard it would be to edit, record everything, and then eventually distribute. But then luckily, someone told us about Anchor. Let me explain. First of all, it's free. Secondly, they have creation tools that will allow you to record and edit directly from your phone or your computer. They distribute your podcast for you. And the best thing is you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
We're in a state of confusion. Questions on your mind. Send in Leticia and Brandy. Gonna help you unwind. We're hanging out together, even though we're alone. So pass it on over. Sorry we're stoned.
Okay, so here we are.
Here we are. Your house seems very quiet.
My house is so quiet, and I am loving my loft.
It looks clean, too.
It's so clean, and actually, I've been working on my house a lot, like going through cabinets and just getting, like, I think when everything got calm and I started to kind of do a little cleanup, it made me want to organize, so that's what I've been doing.
I really wish I enjoyed that as much as you do, because my house is a disaster.
I love it. Ugh. It's like, you know what I think I love about cleaning and organizing is this instant gratification.
That's true.
It's so great. And I just function so much better when things have a place.
Mm-hmm. So, I get that.
Yeah, I really do. It's necessary for me. But Brandy, on the other hand, has been in Cabo.
Mm-hmm. You would love this place.
Really?
I kept trying to call you and show you the house. The decor, it's like so tizzle, I can't even tell you.
Wait, when did you try to call me? Because I've been trying to call you and you will not answer me.
Well, I just got home yesterday. What's today? Yeah, yesterday.
Okay.
So I was there. I mean, I tried to call you a couple times, but I got to say the Wi-Fi and cell reception there was absolutely horrendous. But we stayed in these like really cute villas. It was me and Val. And it was I thought we were going to have to share a room, but it was two bedrooms. We had our own pool, full kitchen. Like, it was everything.
Okay. I love to have a kitchen when I'm on vacation.
I was literally thinking, like, my mom would love this and MC would love this because we have our own kitchen and, like beautiful outdoor dining table area by the pool. Yeah. It was just, I mean, it was awesome. And then, so it's like, we were in Cabo, but we're actually like kind of outside of Cabo a little bit. It felt like you were kind of in the middle of nowhere. And it was like, it was like a farm. Like they grow their own food and all that, like farm to table. And they had all these rescue animals. Like they have a whole rescue for dogs. There was like a million dogs in this rescue. And then they had a bunch of rescue horses and pigs and goats and just like all the things.
Okay. So what's this place called?
It's called Acre. Actually, in Spanish, it's Acre, but, you know, my American ass is like saying Acre over here.
Okay, so when you land in Cabo, how far is the drive to the hotel?
Maybe 30 minutes.
Oh, that's nothing.
It was, I think it's closer than like actual Cabo. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Like, I think it's before, because Cabo, it's like where everyone else goes in Cabo was like the very tip end of the peninsula, right?
Got it.
So I think this is before you get there.
So does the hotel pick you up from the airport?
I think they did. I think it was like hotel transportation. It was like a Sprinter.
Got it.
I'm such
a nervous Nelly. Is it safe?
I mean, I thought this place was safer than almost anywhere because like you're so remote.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like very like locked down, like very, there's like a gate and there's somebody at the gate and you have to be staying there to get in or have a reservation, I guess, to get in.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. And it was just so cool to like, everybody had their own villa. And yeah, it was phenomenal.
I think I might follow them on Instagram.
Probably. I mean, the aesthetic of the place is amazing.
I'm pretty sure that I follow them on Insta. But I'm dying to take a little vacay. But I mean, I love the fact that Cabo is so close to LA.
Oh yeah, that's nice for you. The travel for me was a bit brutal. I had to stop in Dallas.
Oh.
I know, and have like a 2-hour layover each way. It was pretty rough.
Yeah, that sounds bad. Because, I mean, L.A. Cabo is easy.
Yeah. Val came from L.A. and it was super easy for her.
Yeah. Because, I mean, like, I have been wanting to try Tulum since I've never been to Tulum, but it is so much further.
Yeah.
But now, Tulum, is it on the Gulf?
Yes.
That's why I would love Tulum.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't even, this hotel is not even on the water. So we did go to a beach club one day to do the ocean thing, but this, yeah, this is not even on the water, which is fine because in Cabo, the water's, it's not, like, Cabo's not really known for beaches, right?
No, it's
like,
it's not.
You can't really get in the water. Like, there's something about the tide there that it pulls you under, so you're really not supposed to get in the water many places.
The water's usually really, really cold there, and it's just, I mean, yeah, it's, you don't really go for that to Cabo.
But Tulum.
Tulum is all that, like, that. I just love the Gulf. It's so beautiful.
Yeah. My one complaint about the beaches in Tulum, and maybe it was the time of year, but there was so much seaweed.
That's probably the time of year.
Hated it.
Because I just remember, like, I mean, there will never be anywhere for me like Treasure Key in the Bahamas. Like, Treasure Key is, like, it is just the most amazing place I've ever been. And look, there is nothing fancy at all. Like, everything's a beach shack, like, to eat. Like, there's nothing commercial. Grocery store's 30 minutes away. I mean, like, you, like, there is nothing commercial and there is nothing fancy. But it, to me, is just the most beautiful place I've ever been. But in November, I remember lots of seaweed. Mm-hmm. Always.
I think
it's the time of year for certain places.
I think I was there in May. Yeah, in May, and the seaweed was
gross. Oh, wow. That's weird.
Yeah. But other than that, it was nice. I mean, I loved Tulum. I think you'd really like Tulum a lot.
I've heard the aesthetic is beautiful.
It is. It really is.
My friend Juliana is there right now. But, I mean, it looked, you know what I love, too? Like, Juliana loves to travel alone. Mm-hmm. I would never travel alone.
I would just be so bored.
Me too.
That's my thing. It's like, I'm fine getting places alone, and I'm fine to, like, be alone, I guess. But, like, why go all the way over there just to be by yourself? It sounds kind of boring.
I would be so bored. But she says that for her, it's just the time to go and be quiet and turn everything off because she, like, works so much, and she's always on the phone, and, you know. And so she said it's just a time for me to go and be, like, quiet and to myself.
I get that. I think that's great. I think
me
it's
too.
Great. I feel like I would go and be on my phone more because I was by myself.
Me too. Totally would.
Yeah.
But yeah, I am dying to go somewhere. But Cabo sounds kind of fun because it's close.
Yeah. Although it was so hot.
Really?
Like, I've never been somewhere so hot in my whole life. Beyond hot. It was pretty brutal. Like, there were most days, like, it was even just too hot to even be in the pool.
Really?
It was really hot.
Wow.
It really was.
I mean, it sounds amazing, but maybe not that hot.
Maybe not this time of year.
Yeah. I feel like May, June.
Yeah, June.
That's what I think.
Yeah. Well, shall we talk paradise?
Speaking of beaches.
Speaking of Mexico.
Wow. So, wait, hold on. Time out. We didn't talk about this last week, the second episode.
Well, I don't think you had seen it yet, right?
I don't think so.
I feel like you watched like one episode, but not both, because, you know, they're doing that 2-a-week thing now.
Yeah.
And so, stoners, we've seen the first episode this week, but we haven't seen the second one.
So do we need to catch up on episode 2 and 3?
We can do cliff notes of last week's, but so much has changed already.
Honestly, these girls. I mean, these boys, you know what? These are some good guys, because I'm usually siding with the girls, but like, these boys made like semi-commitments to these girls.
I know.
And then these girls were just like, see ya.
But you know what? After years and years and years of men doing this to us, tables have turned.
Okay, so the one that shook me to the core.
Ivan.
Yes.
I know.
He is so cute.
So cute.
And so sweet. And I was thinking she was just the sweetest little thing. She literally drop kicked him and sent him, like,
for this Chris guy who's not even cute.
Not that cute. And Ivan is smoking hot.
I know. He's super hot and so sweet.
What is wrong with her? Like, I don't understand.
I don't get it. And me, I either. Can't believe Deandra likes Chasen. She seems way too, like, cool for him.
Okay, so first of all, she was with Carl.
Who I also don't like.
Okay, but Carl drives me insane. Like, Carl drives me nuts. But I still couldn't believe that she Like, that was nuts.
For chasing, don't really get that, okay, but okay.
And let's also talk about, I freaking love Noah and
Abigail.
And Abigail.
You do?
So, I think they're so cute.
I'm just not a big Noah fan, but I mean, if she's happy, together. I'm happy, I guess.
Yeah, and then who was the other couple?
Well, Joe and Serena are okay. going strong. So,
you know what? The fact that she went on a date and then came back and said, nope, I missed you and I want to be with you made me so happy.
I know, because I love Joe, but you know this isn't going to end well for Joe.
Really?
There's no way.
Okay, first of all, I think Joe's a little wimpy. Like, Joe's a little wimpy. He's like a little, like, I'm going to go cry on the beach all the time. Like, no.
Well, yeah, that's, but he Serena did that the whole first week.
Okay, I love that she loves Joe because she is so hot.
I know. But I just, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to last.
I don't either. But then, okay, so then my other one was Kenny and...
Oh, and Mari.
Okay, I'm sorry, Mari. You did that to yourself.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, she keeps trying to say, that's not what I said. Yes, it is. You said, I want to weigh my options basically to see if there's anything better that comes along.
Yeah, she basically said, if someone else walks down the steps and asks me on a date, I want to say yes.
That's right.
So when Demi came over and said she wanted to talk to Kenny, he said yes.
I'm so glad. But honestly, ultimately, if he's smart, he'd end up with Mari. What? But like, honestly, she's so cute. But like, she did do that to herself. I just could not feel sorry for her.
I couldn't either.
No.
I know. I mean, Demi's. That's another thing. That's but
about the poor cat boy from Nashville.
Oh, but you know what? He's never been a fave.
Never, but I mean, you talk about just booting someone to the curb.
I know. But could you really picture that girl with Connor?
No.
No. Not happening in any world, shape, or form.
I feel sad for him.
I know.
It's bad. I mean, he kept saying, I'm going to put together a little date for us.
I know.
And then she was like, we'll see. And he's like, he would not allow her to say no.
No, I know. That scares
me. It was scary. Like, I was like,
he's too much for me.
Yeah. And I was like, Connor, you have got to turn it back because this is good for you.
Then we've got Tammy ditching Aaron last minute.
Aaron drives me nuts.
I love Aaron.
Aaron's a little baby.
Oh, I like him.
About Thomas at all times.
Well, constantly. But like, how dumb can Tammy be to not see that Thomas is just trying to get a rose?
I mean, like, ridiculous, and she's going to deserve what she gets.
I know. But I do feel bad for Aaron. And then there was someone else
I felt like they were kind of just together because that they didn't really have a real connection.
That's probably true. There's always a couple of those. Wait, there's somebody else that was ditching somebody last minute there. Oh, no, you know who I'm thinking that's left that I don't understand is Brendan and Natasha.
Don't understand that at all. No, I'll tell you why. It's because he's actually dating Popper.
Well, I've heard all the rumor. The fact that you know about these rumors is insane.
I mean, honestly, and Popper is stunning.
She was my favorite from Matt's season.
Mine too. So okay. I totally get that. And then Brendan's just here to be on TV. But then he did start kissing her. And
I know.
I just have a feeling that he basically wasn't kissing anybody because he's actually with Piper. But I don't know.
Well, I think Piper's going to show up.
Oh.
That's what I think.
And wait, doesn't on one of the commercials show Kendall. Joe's?
Yes. Kendall's going to show up for sure.
If he went back to Kendall, he would be an idiot.
No, I don't think so. I think she's going to come and just make him, like, send him into, like, you know, a spiral just by being there. I don't think, like, I can't picture them getting back together, but I do think it's going to sabotage him badly.
There is part of me that thinks Serena also could find somebody besides Joe.
That's what I'm telling you. I love Joe and I think they're adorable, but I just don't picture that being in the long run for her.
Yeah. And the fact that Kenny is 40 is insane.
He looks pretty good.
He looks hot.
I know.
He is really, is he from Jersey Shore?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm just like, he looks familiar from something.
Well, you know, his job description says boy band manager.
That makes a lot of sense.
So maybe.
That makes a lot of friggin' sense.
Maybe he manages somebody we know. I don't know.
Insane. and so obvious.
It's yo, yeah. It's funny. Yeah.
All right, guys, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our favorite sponsors, Nutrafol. I take my Nutrafol. Do you take your Nutrafol?
I take my Nutrafol all the time.
I do too.
I'll have the one for 50 and over.
I was going to say, there's a few different formulas. There is one for women that are postmenopausal, yes, which is. Would be my mother. and if you're confused about like which formula of Nutrafol is right for you, you can go on their website and they do have a quick hair quiz that you can take. You just answer a few questions and then they will tell you which formula is right for you. If you aren't familiar, Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. I've taken it for years.
I can tell a huge difference.
I can too. I have such like baby fine hair and not very much of it, but my hair does not shed. Like it really doesn't. And some of my girlfriends, like when they come on trips with me and stuff, their hair will be everywhere, like all over the sink and in the shower. I just do not lose hair like that.
And I feel like you used to and don't anymore.
I did. Honestly, maybe, but I definitely do not anymore. Like, I barely even lose hair in my brush when I brush it out.
This is amazing. I'm so tell the stoners how we get it.
Also, Nutrafol has a subscription that you can do so that it shows up on your doorstep.
I do a subscription.
Okay, so clutch. That way you never run out. All right, you guys, if you want to take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair for a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code STONED.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com spelled Nutrafol.com promo code STONED. That's Nutrafol.com promo code STONED. So this is one of my favorites. It's the Integra Boost, which helps keep your weed fresher.
It sure does. Integra specially brings you plant-based solutions for top-tier cannabis storage and packaging.
And my favorite part is that with the terpenes, that you can kind of mix and match and make them different flavors and just kind of specialize your weed.
Totally. Plus, they are precision-crafted plant-based packs that are entirely food-safe, so they can be used with any of your cannabis products. Integra offers an array of sizes and relative humidity levels for storing flower, pre-rolls, gummies, blunt wraps, and so much more.
For more information, check them out at www.integraboost.com or at Integra Herbal on Instagram. Use code SWS at checkout for 15% off of your next online purchase at www.integraboost.com.
All right, you guys, we want to tell you about another one of our sponsors. It's Lumi Deodorant. I think we've talked about them before. I keep one of these sticks in my carry-on bag when I'm traveling. I don't like deodorant. It's just one of those things that I never think to pack. So I just make sure I always have it on me. If you guys aren't familiar, Lumi is a whole body deodorant that was created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. This deodorant is baking soda free and paraben free, plus it's pH balanced for safe use. I know for me, like I've heard so much bad stuff about deodorant and like what's in it isn't great for you, that a lot of the traditional ones that you can buy at your local drugstore just aren't cutting it for me. So I really love Lumi. Plus they come in a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, which is my favorite, and they also have toasted coconut.
And the great thing is you can use Lumi all over your entire body. So when you travel, it's so much easier just to have one product.
Plus, they also have deodorant wipes, which are super clutch, especially if you're on like the red eye or an overnight flight. And they also have body wash, which is really cute. And it comes in a mini travel size as well. Lumi offers a starter pack that's perfect for new customers. And as a special offer for our listeners, all new customers get 15% off Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack.
Use code STONED for 15% off your first purchase of LumiDeodorant.com. That's code STONED at LumiDeodorant.com.
Okay, well, enough of this because some of the stoners probably don't watch The Bachelor or Paradise or any of these weird shows.
We gave it a good rundown, though. We'll have more for you next week.
And well, the one thing, did you end up liking or not liking F Boy Island?
I only watched like two episodes.
Because I'm hearing mixed. I hear a ton of people that love it and a ton that don't like it.
Have you not watched it?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
I just could not get into it. Like, I watched the first two episodes and then that was just it.
Well, what I'm into, and I'm into deep, is Killing Eve.
Oh, I haven't seen this yet.
Oh, it is so good. And, like, it is literally not my kind of show at all. Like, the girl who plays the lead, not Sandra Oh, but the girl who actually plays the assassin, like, I cannot remember her name. She is brilliant. And, like, it's a little much for me, the killing and the swearing. Like, it's a lot. But she is just such a good actress because she brings to this very, very, very dark role she's playing so much humor, but not in a dumb funny way. Kind of a dumb funny way, but not like Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell, kind of funny.
But like, she is just like, I've just never seen an actress play a role like her. She is literally incredible.
That's crazy.
It is such a good show.
I should start that.
It's really, really good. And then Non-Perfect Strangers.
Oh, well, I think is there only three episodes out?
Only three.
God, that kills me. I hate when they do that.
But shouldn't there be another one this week, though?
Yeah, but I've been feeling like there should already be another one, but there's only three. I love this show.
I love it, too.
But
I'm so confused, but I love it.
I know. I was cracking up at you for saying you had no idea what it was about, but I don't really know what's going on either, but I really, really like it.
I feel like it can take a turn for, it's either going to be really good or really bad.
Yeah. You know, it was a book.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it just, for me, it just like, because remember last week I said, and you were like, did it say that? Is when it says you have, like, this is your last week on Earth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then she, like, starts having those flashbacks, and then it shows people getting their blood taken and all that. So she's definitely up to something sketchy.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you watch, did you watch episode three where she's giving people, microdosing people with mushrooms?
No.
Yeah.
Which
is pretty funny.
Oh, wow. Do they all take them?
So she puts them in their smoothies, you know? That's what those smoothies are. And she's giving them to some people, but not others. And of course, the people that aren't getting them, like, once she tells everyone, everyone loses their shit. Except the two people, of course, that aren't getting them are like, wait, we want them. Like, they want them. And then the ones that are getting them don't want them. It's just like this whole thing.
I've never done shrooms before. Have you?
Me neither. No, never.
Me, no. Me either. So, don't know about that. But honestly, I hear great things. And honestly, I do. And I think, like, microdosing for people with PTSD, like, it sounds so promising.
I mean, yeah.
Even, like, honestly, like,
that's what a lot of the things she says in the show, I think.
Yeah. It's
like, you know, the guy that's, you find out that the guy is the football player.
Wait, which one?
I don't know what to say. The cranky guy that wears the fishing hat. So you find out that he's like a famous football player. And had a really bad injury. And that's why he's on all these pills and everything. And so she's talking about, like, treating his PTSD from that because he keeps having these flashbacks and stuff like that.
Oh, and then the family that their son killed himself. I bet that would be, that's what I'm saying is, like, I, like, have never done them ever. But I do think, like, they're doing so many studies about how mushrooms, like, that can help people that are, like, severely, severely, severely depressed.
Yeah.
And have PTSD. And they're also starting to study, like, giving people mushrooms, like, if they are terminally ill, because they're just saying that it makes the process of that, like, where they're like, you come into the world and everybody's so happy and it's a celebration and all this stuff. And, like, when we die, like, it almost is another rebirth, but yet we mourn it instead of celebrate it. And they were like, when you give a patient mushrooms, like, during that terminal part, that it makes it a completely different experience. And I was like, that's so kind of incredible to, and now that I'm extremely stoned, I'm really sitting here thinking about this. Seriously. Like, we don't know. Maybe it is a rebirth because we're going to get heaven. And then,
yeah,
it's just going to be a whole, anyway, it's just, I would love that experience was a celebration and not sad.
Right. Agree.
So I can't wait to watch this part of the show.
Yeah. So maybe you haven't seen all three episodes.
I think I just started the third one.
I see. Have you started White Lotus on HBO?
No. And Sam, who I work with, said that she's not sure I'm going to be able to deal with this.
Why?
She goes, I just feel like you're going to have, like, you're going to be uncomfortable with some of it.
Well, I'm only, I think, two episodes in. So maybe it gets weirder.
What's about?
So I don't, it's kind of, it's another one of those, like, I'm not really sure what this show is about, but the plot is that it's about this hotel in Hawaii and all these travelers that are staying at this hotel. And it's kind of like all their stories or whatever, but it's, there's definitely some weird stuff going on. That's for sure. But like, I don't know what yet. And so you're basically like in the first two episodes, you're really just like learning everybody's story. And you know, who's in it is Connie Britton. And she's great in it. And then,
she's incredible.
It's a great cast, but there's like a younger couple that are on their honeymoon and the guy's
super weird. Cause it sounds like Non-Perfect Strangers.
It's in a way it is kind of similar actually. Like, yeah, a couple on their honeymoon, the guy's super loaded and is upset. He's upset they didn't get put in like the best room or whatever. And his wife is like super embarrassed by him. And then you've got Connie Britton's family's there. It's like her and her husband and their two kids. And the daughter is like on all kinds of drugs. And the son, I think, is also on drugs. He's whack. But I don't know. I think it's just, I have a feeling it's one of those shows where it's like all these different storylines are probably going to like come together and something crazy is going to happen. I don't know.
Got it.
Yeah.
It sounds good.
I like it, but it is a little weird, but it's.
But everybody's talking about that show. Is what it's called? White Lotus?
White Lotus.
Yeah.
Because that's the name of the hotel.
I said White Lettuce.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Did you ever get into Outer Banks?
You ask me this every single time.
It was so good.
Really?
It was the season two, it was slow getting into it, and the finale was so good.
Okay, because, like, I mean, it, like, isn't really about anything.
Yeah, it is, actually.
Like, it's like, last time I just remembered, like, it just kept going on and on and on, and I didn't really know what was happening.
It ended up, like, it took me a minute to get on board with season two, but once you got, like, four episodes in, then it started rolling, and the season finale was great.
Really?
Loved it.
Is it the same cast as the first season?
Same cast, yeah.
That's great.
They actually added a couple new people, and you know who's in it is the mom from Gossip Girl.
Oh, here he is. Hold on. Brazen.
Oh, boy.
This is my time with Braze. Hold on. It wouldn't let me answer on my phone so you could be on the podcast.
Oh, no.
I can hear him.
Dude, oh, no. Oh, Brandy says she hears you.
Say something, buddy.
Hi, Bear.
Yeah.
Oh, he looks like he's going to cry, but maybe not.
He probably is. He's hungry. He just woke up.
Oh, hungry?
He was just talking so much, and now that he's on the podcast, he's not going to say a damn thing.
Bear, it's your Gigi. It's your Gigi.
This is insane.
I hear you a little bit.
This is what he loves. This is how you get him talking. You go...
Hi. I have to put this picture up. Wait,
hold on. Oh, here he is.
It is the funniest. Bear on the podcast.
That is nuts.
Hi, sweet boy. Bear. Oh, how if I say Gigi? Gigi. Yeah.
I might cry. That might be a good one. That's kind of like him talking. All right, Stella's feeding him. That was a disaster.
Okay. No. A disaster. Okay, call me back. Love you, bye. Okay, I'm back.
Baby Bear.
He's so cute.
The dogs are on one.
I can't hear him, thank goodness. But what I was going to say, like, Bear is just, like, perfect.
Oh, really?
It is not okay how cute he is, you guys. Like, I cannot even handle it. And he is such a little bear. He is the cutest child I've ever seen.
That's insanity.
I tell him all the time, it's your Gigi's jeans.
Oh, boy.
Like, as long as you stick with me, kid, it's
you're funny. Nuts.
I'm like, you got your Gigi's jeans. Like, you're perfect.
Okay, it's we so get it. Your DNA is great and all. It we get it.
Crack me up. But anyway, I'm like, even him, my forehead, not so good, but
not
like,
so good. Trust me, kid.
Trust. It's so funny. That's really but anyway. Funny.
Well, should we get into some Dear MDs?
I would love some Dear MDs.
Let me pull them up. Oh, this is a good one.
Hi, guys. I'm calling from New York. Just wanted to say I love the podcast. You guys compliment each other really well, and you're frankly just pretty hilarious. I have a question because I'm going to be moving soon, and I've lived in New York now, New York City, for about 4 years, and I've accumulated quite a bit of stuff. So I guess when you guys are moving across country, I'm curious kind of how you go about the move. I mean, I'm sure you've done this before. And, like, how do you prioritize what to keep versus what to get rid of? Some stuff I've gotten for free that's a pretty good quality. I just can't decide if I want to, like, lug, like, a huge couch with me across the country. So, you know, I'd love any advice you guys have for moving and just kind of for, like, arranging your life and your stuff if you, I guess, are based in more than one place. Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right, Stoners, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our podcast sponsors. Here she freaking goes. Mother, we need to tell the Stoners about Mood.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, is right. If you guys don't know, Mood is known for their federally legal THC.
Oh.
And now they're adding their most potent product yet to the lineup, which that's perfect for Tish. She loves the potency.
Honestly, I love Mood.
Yeah. Well, great.
They are so good. They really do have something for every single mood. And it actually works the way it says that it does.
Oh, it does.
Yes, it does.
What's your favorite product, would you say?
You know what? I love their pens. They are really good.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Mood offers things like flower, gummies, vapes, and more. And they have this THCA product that converts into THC when you heat it, and you get access to the classic marijuana high. Mood's latest and most potent breakthrough in the world of legal cannabis. All of their products are regularly tested in third-party labs and sourced from small family farms and pesticide free, which is so important. They have different strains for specific moods, hence the name of the brand. So whether you want like a euphoric, energized feeling or you're feeling more creative and want to chill, they have something for everybody and plenty of versatile products that go with whatever mood you're going for.
Try Mood's new THCA flower today. For a limited time only, get 20% off your first order and a free THCA pre-roll. Just go to HelloMood.com and use promo code SWS. That's HelloMood.com code SWS for 20% off your order and a free THCA pre-roll.
Cute.
I love it. But honestly, I think my favorite thing about moving is actually kind of that clean start of getting rid of a lot of things that you don't necessarily need or want anymore. And it sounds like if that couch that he's talking about, whether to lug it, like, unless you've already decided where you're going to live, like a huge couch like that, like, is just one of those things you don't even know if it's going to fit in your new place. And if you got it for free, it seems like it might be a good idea to sell that and then take that money, buy something once, you know, you land wherever you're going and just see. Okay. I'm making any sense.
You're rambling.
Is and then buy something that fits the new space that you're going to be in.
Yeah.
And honestly, we move so much and travel so much that like we kind of have gotten that down to a science. But like being organized in your move, it's like I think so important because if you just throw everything in boxes and there's no rhyme or reason, it makes unpacking so much harder. And just like if you are organized, like we just did this with a move we did with Molly and like where we took pictures of everything and numbered them and put them online. And like it just like made life so easy when you're unpacking. Like that is my biggest thing is because I've done it both ways and the other way stinks.
Yeah. Moving is hard. I think that it's really hard to keep furniture, especially if you're in like apartments, to keep furniture from like one apartment to the next just because the spaces are so different. Like honestly, when I left Denver, I wanted to bring most of my furniture because I just loved it so much. And then I spent all this money on a cube and getting it to Nashville, and then I really don't even use any of it. So I do think if you can sell it, it's probably for the best and get something new for your new space. And it makes moving so much less of a headache if you're not having to deal with big furniture.
Like absolutely agree.
When you're just dealing with clothes and small things, it's just so much more manageable.
Did you sell your desk or did you bring it?
I gave it to a friend. Yeah, I did. I left the desk, but I brought the sofa, and like the sofa, I loved it, but like it's really too small for my house now.
Yeah.
And what was the other big piece that I brought?
You brought the chair that's in your bedroom.
Oh yeah. And I do like that chair and the kitchen counter stools. I brought those and I do use those too, but those are pretty small. Like the big thing was the couch I could have left. And I'm so glad I didn't try to bring my bed. I ended up just giving it away too.
Yeah.
So, cause those are hard, but anyway,
organized.
Yeah. And honestly, just throw away as much as you can.
Yes.
It's so nice to start fresh.
So good.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Hi. My name is Savannah. I live in San Antonio, Texas. I smoke weed religiously all day, every day for lots of different reasons. So I was wondering, what reasons do you guys typically for, like, besides just to feel good? Like, you know, I want to hear about that. And what are your guys' favorite strains? Or do you even care about that? Like, do you care about getting particular strains for certain things? Or are you just like, whatever, I want to smoke? Like, that's me. So anyway, I hope you guys are having a great day. And sorry for being stoned. And anyway, goodbye.
She's funny.
She is hilarious. And you know what? One of my, like, really favorite reasons, like if I'm really going to smoke like during the day, is two reasons. One, it makes me so much more creative. And so like when we're talking about TV shows or music, I feel like I'm just in such a different headspace and such a creative space when I smoke. And then also, like, I don't think a lot of people, like, I think I've always said that I think marijuana affects people totally different. But for me, even like, I'm highly functioning when I'm stoned. And also, like, I feel like even just like in like meetings that I would normally be like, oh, I have to do another meeting, like it makes me so much more engaged. And like, it really does. Like, I just feel like I'm smarter, more creative, and just on my game. I really do. So, and I love sativa.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't smoke very much. Honestly, I don't think I've smoked since my mom left, but it has been fun to do it in like I like to do it socially, I would say, if I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know about just sitting around on my own smoking weed. Like, I'm not sure that's for me, but it definitely can make social situations more fun. Kind of similar to, I guess, like wanting to have a drink when you're out with friends to help you be like more talkative. So I would say for me, like, that is probably the way I would use it. Or to go to sleep at night, I think. Like, I like an edible for that, but I think that's a great way. Like, instead of having to take, like, a freaking Tylenol PM or something, like...
Exactly.
Pop a little weed gummy, you're snoozing.
Yep. Love it.
Yeah.
They don't really do that for me, to be honest, but...
That's so weird.
Yeah, it doesn't really make me that sleepy. It really used to. That's the only reason I smoked ever, was to go to sleep.
And now not at all.
Yeah, no, it really doesn't. If anything, it kind of does the opposite.
That's so weird.
I know. It's really weird. But I just do not love indica. And indica is one that to make you sleep. But it honestly just, I feel like it gives me like almost like a hangover the next day. And I do not like that.
We don't like that. All right. We've got a high design question next.
Hey, Tish and Brandy. This is Rachel from Virginia. I actually called in one of the first few episodes because I had a high design question. And you guys said to start decorating a room with a rug, and I've done that, and it's amazing. It's been so helpful. So I have another one for you guys. I have a sunroom. It's sort of an L shape, and it's windows from floor to ceiling, and I have no idea what to do with it. I don't know if I should put bar cart in there and a lounge area or dining area or both. I have no idea. But please help me, guys. Thank you. Love you.
First of all, it sounds amazing.
I love a sunroom.
And so I had a house once in Nashville that I've actually had pictures up of before, and it had a sunroom, and I put my dining room in there. It is amazing. I mean, like, for me, like, that just seems like such an experience to sit and eat, like, in the sunroom, and especially at night. Like, it is just so beautiful. So that would be my vote, would be a dining room. Or if you're a plant lady like me, I could see a sunroom just with like a little nook almost just for reading or, you know, just, I don't know, working on your computer or whatever and just be surrounded in plants. I think that'd be so cool.
That'd be cool. I think I would do like a really cozy, like just lounge, like a big comfy couch, like a cloud couch or something. I think you could do that and plants. Like so plants good. Everywhere with this like big comfy couch. I love the idea of a bar cart in there, actually.
Me too. I had a bar cart like, on.
Oh, you did. Just make it like a vibey hang room.
I love that. I'm jealous. That's I want one.
Me too.
So it's kind of like in the basement. I have this screened porch. It's not,
it's got not sunny at all in any way, shape, or form.
I know it is a little dark down there, but you know what? It stays so cool. It's so nice.
Yeah, you're going to be freezing your butt off in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. But you know what? Last winter was so great because we turned on that little fire pit.
That's true.
So it was really cozy.
Yeah.
I love it. I can't wait.
Also, you left before the snowstorm.
By the way, I think I'm coming September 9th. I don't know if you're there.
Oh, you are. I'll actually be in Austin, Texas.
Oh.
Playing a show, and then I'll be back. And then I have a horse show, so that's perfect timing because you can come watch.
I'm leaving the 14th.
Why are you only coming for a few days?
To see Bear.
Then where are you going?
I'm flying in to see Bear, and then I have to come back for Life is Beautiful because Noah's playing.
So you're just going to be in and out.
I'm just in and out, going to see little Bear, give him some little hugs and kisses from his Gigi. And
that's
then,
annoying.
It's so cute. Wait, will I not see you at all?
No, I'll see you like at the beginning and the end.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, great.
All right, we have one last voicemail.
Hi, Tish and Brandy. This is more of a question for Brandy, but my grandfather is in the process of passing away. He's on hospice, and he's been a huge part of my life, similar to how your grandmother was for you, and it's going to make me cry just thinking about it, but he's not really with us, really, so I'm kind of preparing myself for everything that's going on. But I just wanted to ask your opinion, like, how I'm the oldest grandchild, and I'm the oldest child of everyone. And how were you there for your siblings? And because I have some really young siblings and cousins, and I just want to make sure I'm there for them. I'm 27, and the youngest cousin's 10, and I just want to make sure like their parents are going to be grieving, and so I want to make sure I'm there for them. So I wanted to ask, how did you, as the big sister of the group, how did you help with your siblings' grieving process, if you did, and if you had any advice on how to deal with your own grieving while helping others? Because it's hard, and I don't know why I'm rambling, but I just thought I would ask y'all, since y'all bring me so much joy to listen to, and sorry, I'm crying. I wish I was stoned. Love y'all. Bye.
Damn. They got me emotional. She didn't even say your name, I don't think.
Sad.
I know. We're here for you, and I'm so glad you called in, and never apologize for crying, because that is part of the grieving process. I think that's probably honestly one of the biggest ones. And I know, like, for me and my mom too, I'm like, Mom, you're not really a crier.
No.
You know, we're not really usually those kind, that kind of person that like cries a lot or, you know, lets themselves cry. But like when we lost Mammy, that was definitely like a big part of the grieving process, was letting yourself feel those things and letting yourself cry and letting yourself mourn. Because if you don't, eventually it's going to come back and get you, right? Like you can't just avoid it forever. And I think that like mourning and grieving and crying and going through that with your siblings and with your family, it makes the grieving process so much easier. And in that, and in like making sure everyone knows like, hey, it's okay to cry. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to do this. Like, and we do it together is really the best way you can be there for your family and your siblings. And what was really nice for me is I am the oldest, and I do feel like usually I am the one kind of holding everybody together, and I usually am the glue within my siblings. But when Mammy passed, like everybody really stepped up and we were all really there for each other. And I didn't feel like I was doing anything more than Miley was doing or Noah was doing or Trace was doing or Brazen was doing. Like, we were all in it together. And it was really, really nice. And that's what family's for, you know? So I think like, take the pressure off yourself. Don't feel like you have any more responsibility than anybody else. But I think just letting your siblings know you're there for them and it's okay to cry. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to feel whatever they're feeling and let them know that, you know, that you're there to do that with them and for you guys to grieve together, I think is the best thing you can do.
It's funny because I've just decided that I've taken care of everybody else for so long and that I'm just going to start taking care of myself some. And yeah. So I got a trainer and I started working out. But the biggest step that I've made is I just started therapy and I've had two sessions and I was literally like for the last two sessions that I've had, there was a lot of tears. And at one point I was like, I'm so sorry. And I just remember saying, I know I like am coming across as like this really weak, like pitiful person because I'm not really like that. I'm not a crier. I just don't cry. And I was like, I just can't believe like I'm really not. And she goes, wait. She was like, you think you're weak because you're crying? And I was like, yeah, I just feel like I'm. And she was like, that is not a sign of weakness. She goes, we have been taught that, but that is not a sign of weakness. And she goes, as a matter of fact, it's the total opposite. And I think that made me just like go, oh. And so I think like it isn't a sign of weakness and it is something that bonds you. And I felt like that our family through all of those tears and all the crying that we did just brought us so much closer.
For sure.
It made the family unit feel so strong. And so when she said that, because, you know, like me with mom, I mean, like I have cried a lot and that is such a different feeling for me and that sadness. But I do think, and first of all, every time I do just let myself go now and just have a huge cry session, I actually do feel so much stronger. It's kind of crazy.
Mm.
But yeah, I'm loving my therapy.
Well, I love that for you.
It's great.
That is great. All right. That was all of our dear MTs. You got any baked goods this week? I feel like you didn't have any last week.
I don't know that I have any this week. Hold on, let me check. Let me look.
What do you got?
So a few of the things that I've got are all for my workouts.
Oh, boy.
I did buy this thing, though. Like, the biggest thing that I'm loving about this is because this is what I love about my trainer, Tashi, who is amazing. She really is just like not pushing me super hard on the workout things. I mean, like, yes, I'm sweating and yes, it's burning, but like, it's not like excruciating because we do like 40 minutes of a workout and 20 minutes of working with a foam roller. And so also like I just bought on Amazon this thing called I don't know what the brand is, but it's a lower back stretcher, but it's almost like a foam roller, only it's just like a little arch that like fits in your lower back, but it's like also like a foam roller and I love it. And so like, I will use it to stretch out my back and it feels so good. And I'll have to put that up because I actually really, really love it. And then I just bought some, you know, the little resistance bands because she has to bring hers. And she had me get a yoga ball, like one of those. And it's like she wanted me to get the medium size to start, I guess, learning, like to start doing crunches and sitting on it and doing the bands and little free weights. So really everything I bought has been for that. But I needed a little side table. And I'm just like so bored with normal side tables. Mm-hmm. So I bought a mirrored cube to use as a side table. And it is so cute. I'm putting the link up. It is just the cutest thing ever. And it was just like different from just like another normal end table. Like because I'm just like everything looks exactly the same. And it just gave it such a cute little vibe. So I'll have to put that up too, because it really, I'll have to take a picture of where I put it. It looks really cute.
It sounds pretty cute.
Yeah, I love it.
Love that. Honey. And it was cheap.
Well, we love that even more.
Are you tired?
I'm so tired.
Hold on.
Azzy girl. She a cute girl. Did you know we got kittens? Did I tell you we got barn cats?
Yes, they're so cute. I saw them on your stories.
I'm obsessed with the girl cat. I always love the girl. Always.
You always do.
The boy cat isn't having it. He like doesn't like people very much.
Oh, no.
But we're working on it. And Miley named him Boots.
Classic. That's cute.
And I named the girl Bling.
That's cute.
She's really cute.
Okay, so do they stay out of their crates during the day?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. They're in the tack room, and we let them roam the tack room during the day and then in the crate at night. But then after a little while, then we'll start letting them roam around. But I want to wait till they're big enough because we've been having a lot of foxes roaming around, and I don't want the foxes to go after the kittens.
Got it.
So we're cute. We're playing it safe.
Oh, you have to put pictures up.
They're so cute. I need to get some good photos. The lighting in the tack room is so bad. I haven't really had a chance to like snap some good ones, but maybe tomorrow I'll do that for everybody.
Amazing.
They're going to be great mice assassins. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, Miss Kitty, she loves bringing mice to the house.
I wish Miss Kitty could come live here. We need some help.
Miss Kitty's awesome. Miss Kitty is living her best life.
I know.
So, okay, well, this has been fun. I'm going to go and watch Killing Eve.
Okay. And you got to start White Lotus, too.
Oh, I do want to start White Lotus.
Got to do that. First,
I'm going to go on my walk.
Oh, get it.
I am getting it. I swear. I took like one step back just because Tashi was out of town and I was helping do a bunch of moving. And so I could even tell, but I feel like, look at my muscles.
Wow. Work.
I feel like you're literally insane. Like, I love it.
You're looking good.
I think it is.
Yeah.
And you know what? Like, honestly, she's amazing. She really, truly is. Like, anybody that's in the LA area that has ever been afraid to start working out or, like, has injuries, like, honestly, she is so good. And then I look at her Instagram, and she is, like, lifting, and, like, it is crazy. Like, she's, like, at a real, like, gym. And then she works out with me. Like this old lady working out for the first time ever. And it is just, but she is awesome. And we have talks and it has just been such a positive experience.
Well, that is wonderful.
I love her.
Love
she
that for
is
you.
Amazing.
Living your best life now.
Great. I really am.
All right, stoners. Well, we love you. We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, we will.
And until then.
Okay. Can I just get serious for 1 second real quick?
Uh-huh.
I just want to tell everybody that it is just on my heart that I do have to say, if you are not vaccinated, you have to get vaccinated. Because I have had 3 friends this week, 2 from high school and someone else that I was like really close to, pass away from COVID. 3 people, 1 week. So like, I just want this to be over. And it's just like, it's unbearable to watch because the person that I lost this week was, it's just like the saddest thing. And I do feel like, you know what somebody said, Dave Downey is always he comes up with such good, how to explain something. And he goes, is it 1,000,000%? Like you're not going to get hospitalized if you get vaccinated? No, it's your seatbelt. Like you get in a car and we put our seatbelts on because we want, if somebody hits us going 100 miles an hour, every chance to survive, it's your seatbelt. And it just made so much sense to me. But anyway, I just had to say, it is a great way to put it. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's all. And I love y'all.
All right. Love you guys.
I love ya. See ya. Hear ya. Whatever we do next week.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey guys, I'm Alana Dunn, and I'm the host of Seeing Other People. As an early Hinge employee, a modern dater, and now a fiancé, I know the dating world maybe a little too intimately. I'm here to make you feel less alone in your dating journey, whatever it may look like. Don't have a date for tonight? No problem. Whether you're looking for love or just want to laugh and commiserate with others, tune in to Seeing Other People as we explore the roller coaster that is the ever-evolving world of dating.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.